This is one of my favorite days of the St. Rita year. I don't have a particular passion for Tuesday of the fourth week in Lent, though it's nice enough. Today, St. Rita hosts the altar server of the year, Mass and Banquet, at 5:30 this evening. As a former altar server of the year myself, I know what this mountaintop moment means. Really, what I enjoy doing is playing greeter out in front of church, getting to ask two simple questions as groups come up our steps. One, is there an altar server of the year here? Invariably there is, that's why they're coming. And secondly, what parish? This is the kicker for me, because I'll get to hold the door open for Annunciation in Bogalusa and Perpetual Help in Belchase, Immaculate Conception's downtown and Marrero, St. Patrick on Camp, St. Patrick in Port Sulphur. Geographically, New Orleans is a pretty small archdiocese, never really more than 90 minutes away from the CBD. But tonight, in our church, is one of those rare moments that we can press smaller still before going out again and being church for our area. Tonight is an expression of the compression and expansion also of our readings this morning. The water flowing from the temple, life found from the center place, is our first reading, is flowing from the person of Jesus in our gospel. No longer is it a singular geographic point on the map. It's now a divine person, one we encounter here this morning, just as that encounter was possible at 6:30 a.m. at St. Peter's in Covington, 6 a.m. at Mary Queen of Vietnam, and on and on. We're pulled close to expand out, bringing Jesus' healing presence to the world. Nothing noting the ways of this movement. And today is a privileged moment of that for St. Rita's Church. May we notice God's movement and receive it again this morning as close as ourselves.